Speaker 1.
We think the first thing we need to do is to make lists. So we should brainstorm as many ideas as possible and write them all down. Quantity, not quality, is the key. We can decide what we want to keep later.
Speaker 2.
We think that the big problem is those ideas which come to us when we are not expecting them. How do we record them? We suggest everyone needs to get into the habit of carrying a small notebook. Another way is to use the recorders on our smartphones. The thing is, it's got to be easy. Otherwise, we won't do it.
Speaker 3.
Our team would like to push the idea of mind mapping, basically starting with a word or phrase and then simply writing down all the ideas that come from that phrase. So it's a bit like brainstorming, which the first group mentioned, but then we need to connect the ideas so that we end up with things that are related to each other.
Speaker 4.
We like the idea of using different viewpoints to generate ideas. So everyone takes on a different role to normal, a different personality, and then tries to think like that person might think. For example, if you are thinking about ideas for improving customer service, you could take on the role of a customer or one of the suppliers.
Speaker 5.
Our team came up with the idea of visualization, or of using pictures to record our creativity. So not just writing down the idea in normal words, but drawing a picture or a diagram which summarizes the idea. Doing this helps to think the idea through.
Speaker 6.
We like the devil's advocate approach. Basically, every time someone comes up with an idea or an innovation, we take the opposite view and question everything about the idea. The risk is that we make people upset or angry, but what we want to do is make sure that we really think through the issues instead of just accepting them. It helps prevent group thinking.